Uganda, lawmaker sacks official parliament WhatsApp, claims he was hacked. By Gabrielle Reyes on August 20, 2021. A Ugandan lawmaker accidentally shared sexually explicit photos of the woman to an official Ugandan government WhatsApp messaging group on Tuesday. Kenya's KDR-TV news site reported Thursday. Andrew Joseph Kaluo, a Ugandan member of parliament representing the Toroma constituency of eastern Uganda's Katakwi district, accidentally forwarded two nude images of an unidentified woman to a WhatsApp group used by Ugandan legislators for official work purposes on August 17, according to KDTV. Kaluo quickly realized his mistake and deleted the photos moments later. But not before his fellow legislators took screenshots of the texts. The screen grabs later surfaced on social media, showing what appears to be a young woman posing naked for sexually explicit photos highlighting her breasts and genitalia. The leaked screenshots caused Kaluo to trend on social media within Uganda, according to KDTV. The disgraced lawmaker responded to the scandal on August 18, claiming his smartphone had been hacked and the nude photos leaked by a third party in an effort to tarnish his reputation. "My account was hacked yesterday and someone posted nude pictures and not me. I have reported the matter to the relevant authorities and should you continue forwarding the same you do it at your own peril. Thanks," Kaluo said in a statement. The Kenyan news site KenyanLyrics.co.k suggested the woman featured in the nude photos was Kaluo's mistress, or side chick, as he is married. The website further accused him of infidelity. Kenya's KDR-TV news site described Kaluo as a controversial figure on Thursday, while the International Business Times, IBT, on the same day suggested he was no stranger to sex scandals. IBT recalled that the Ugandan news site Flashug News accused Kaluo of impregnating a minor in 2018. Kaluo solicited the services of a 17-year-old girl as a maid at his home in Kamala, Uganda, lured her into sex, and got her pregnant, according to Flashug News. When Kaluo's wife learned of his relationship with their maid, she sent the girl back to her village to live with her parents. Kaluo denied that he had impregnated a minor at the time. He claimed the allegation was politically motivated and an attempt by the opposition to blackmail him, according to IBT.